A week solidarity brekkie team, listen, when it took just 2 weeks for this week. Let me explain that. 2 weeks ago, when we reported on the UN of the US of the UN of the World Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, if there is such a thing, we praised big, big fossil wood side with profits, among other fossils, for suggesting as a response that the government provide corporate welfare, well, even more corporate welfare for fossils beyond the actual amount of fossil power used. And this week, surprise, surprise, the government's Minister for Fossils, Angus Tailings, announced this brilliant new policy. We will provide corporate welfare for fossils beyond the actual amount of fossil power used. Gee, where'd that come from? Put simply, in Thursday's True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review P1 headline, coal will be paid to firm up the grid. What a brilliant response to a call for urgent action to prevent fossil pollution. Pay them to keep polluting. Subsidise fossils to even greater levels, far, far, far greater levels than the corporate fossils subsidise both the caring business class and socialist parties through generous donations so the parties can make important decisions like subsidising fossils. And don't forget that other minister responsible for coal, gas and other struggling industries, Keith Pitpony, announced a few weeks ago that renewable energy was now mature enough not to require any government support. Well, it's been around for a couple of decades, whereas poor old King Coal has only been around doing its bit for the environment for a few centuries. Clearly too immature to survive without a bit of support from the bloated, inefficient public purse. And don't forget, this is a government that says it's meeting its climate commitments in a canter. Let's hope it doesn't get into a gallop, or the world will end even sooner than it will under current policies. In one of those, a bit more explanation might have helped comments, Angus asserted that providing even more corporate welfare to keep coal and gas-fired fossil power going longer and longer was the best way to encourage more investment in renewables. Angus, we wouldn't mind if you could give us just a little more detail on how that one works out. And we wish people for whom the frying of the planet is no business of theirs would mind their own business, like former European Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström, speaking from Sweden Wednesday at a virtual forum hosted by the True Blue Aussie Institute, whose, the Institute, long-haired commie greeny bias is notorious. The big supremo scuttlebim Morlachson, a.k.a. ScoMo government, was becoming more and more isolated over its carbon policy, she raved. Why would anyone think that? Obviously oblivious to or refusing to accept the magnificent way we are meeting our target in a canter. Saying that because we refuse to tax, or more correctly, price carbon, True Blue Aussie will be subject to the carbon border adjustment taxes Europe plans to impose. Leading Deputy Big Supremo and Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle and Minister for Capitalist Trade Dan Tee and Carbon to attack the proposal as protectionist. So you're against protectionism? Absolutely. Absolutely. Except when we are protecting coal and carbon. Look, I think Cecilia's just got it in for True Blue Aussie because she was the losing candidate when former Minister for the Capitalist Economy Matthias Rotten-Tuther was appointed head of the OECD. And the long-haired commie mob make this ludicrous argument that if True Blue Aussie introduced its own carbon price, which former big supremo Tiny a bit more for the bosses abolished and dismissed as a great big tax, a great big tax, because he knows climate change is crap, if the income would flow into True Blue Aussie coffers rather than European coffers or other nations considering imposing a levy on True Blue Aussie imports. And then, of course, True Blue Aussie would have more in the public coffers to provide corporate welfare for the fossils. Win-win. Meanwhile, ScoMo and his team and New South Wales Supremo Gladys Berridge-Lockerman announced there was no need to lock them in because ScoMo has a plan. A very good plan. A plan. You have a plan, don't you? I have a plan. A very good plan. A very, very good plan. So it's a plan. It is a plan this country can be proud of. See, Scuttle, them and Gladys are accepting the considered advice of the caring business class that we can all enjoy the pleasures of business as usual with COVID and the Delta strain running riot once enough of us have the jab. No need to reduce the number of infections, but a desperate need to reduce the impediments to business as usual. And they would make special arrangements for all those who catch the virus and special arrangements for all those who die. It puzzles me why anyone would go against a plan that has been so carefully prepared, he said, pulling a serviette covered in scribble and squiggles from his pocket to prove his point. But the coup de grace was delivered by our old mate Trubler Wassey Industry Profits Group Supremo Innes Will Cost the Workers, who explained just how much investment was not being invested because of these bloody lockdowns. We just have to learn to live with it, he made a strong argument. And we assume those who extol us to live with it don't see themselves as the ones being on the receiving end of the very, very special arrangements for those who die with it. Anyway, just in case it hasn't yet sunk in, Scummo has a plan. US of the UN of the US of the world, Big Supremo Joe Biden with capital, also has a plan for the smooth retreat from Afghanistan, having spent 20 years liberating the people and bringing them the delights of liberty, freedom and democracy. Matching Scuttlebem in the fabulous success of his plan of 20 years of slaughter and destruction, exemplified by all these poor despots trying to flee the country, literally standing deep in shit, or raw sewage, as the mainstream media puts it much more nicely. And then, to put it nicely, that sewage hit the fan, the proverbial hit the fan, as one faction of Allah be praised, God willing, blew up the desperates attempting to flee 20 years of liberation, along with members of another faction of Allah be praised, God willing, and infidels, US of trained killers, God bless America, all acting in the name of their respective gods and messiahs. Love thy neighbour. And Joe said, God bless America, would not forgive, would not forget, would hunt the LRB praise lot down without explaining how. A 20-year regression, slow learners. And putting it not so nicely, former Her Most Gracious Majesty's home country, Big Supremo Tiny Blyer, angrily described Joe's withdrawal as imbecilic. Look, if he wants some consolation, let's assure him, Tiny, it's nowhere near as imbecilic as the coalition of the killing invasion in the first place. Apparently, 20 years of slaughter and destruction wasn't quite enough slaughter and destruction for Tiny, who attacked the depoliticization of US of foreign policy. So obviously, when Tiny and the little bald-headed bloke who used to be Big Supremo back here in those dark ages followed then US of Supremo George W. Bush the workers' orders to invade Afghanistan, because all these Saudis had upset the US of, there was nothing political about it. It's a common retort of those whose occupation is, in parentheses, politician, isn't it, when anyone criticises them. You're being political. You're bringing politics into it. Clearly, politics has no place in politics. Speaking of, and speaking of plans, state caring business class Supremo brackets temporary and would-be big state Supremo Michael Dobrain said he would promise a plan for hope. And spot on, it's already worked, Michael, because we're all hoping, and pretty confidently too. Maybe that's what he means. He hopes he wins. Before that, he's got a hope he's still there. Michael's the bloke with the robotic button inserted into his chest, which when pressed repeats, "This is not good enough," 123 times. Although he attacked the pejorative Dan government for the not good enough state debt, whose repayments, he said, could fund lots of nurses and teachers. So you oppose the state providing support for caring businesses during lockdown, Michael? Certainly not. The level of support is, as he reached for his chest, not good enough. It must be increased. But all that corporate welfare is a major contributor to the debt. And that debt is not good enough. Then which one do you support? I don't follow. Your question is, hang on, at this Michael reached for his chest again, not good enough. Finally, also not good enough, these bloody maritime workers taking strike action just because their caring employers won't budge on the need to slash their wages, conditions, overtime payments, increased casualisation, that sort of thing, with the caring employers attacking the irresponsible evil unions for causing disruption during a pandemic, depriving the community of vital goods, showing how the caring employers are so community-minded, while the evil unions, well, what can we say? Clearly, it is the workers' fault that the poor caring employers won't negotiate. The disruption, nothing whatever to do with them. They, poor dears, just want a non-level playing field. Good morning.